Coney Island was this magnificent place that any kid at that time was just completely, couldn't get enough of, you know. And, but the Coney Island now reflects kind of what's going on in this country. And a lot of the album has a lot to do with the disenfranchised.
Garland Jeffries is a master of taking stories and memories of his life and making them into finely crafted songs. But for nearly 20 years, he hasn't released an album in the U.S. Now Garland Jeffries is back with the King of In Between. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Garland Jeffries began his solo career in 1973, but by then he was already a veteran. He was a fixture in the Greenwich Village folk scene in the mid-60s, playing at Gertie's, The Bitter End, and The Gaslight. He backed John Cale on his debut album in 1969 and formed a short-lived band called Grinder Switch. Garland found a stride with the album Ghost Rider in 1977 and steadily put out music for the next 5 years. Then we didn't hear anything from him for almost a decade when Don't Call Me Buckwheat came out in 1992. It delved deep into his recurring themes of race, family, and identity. There was a long gap from that album and The King of In Between, so when Garland Jeffries visited Studio A, host Darren DeVivo got to ask him why the wait.
Yeah, I think after the Buckwheat album was a very special album. I worked, again, I like to take a lot of time in developing the album. It's always an important thing to me. It's not just playing music. It's just something extra, you know. And so I worked on that album, and then I put it out, and I did a lot of touring, especially in Europe. It was very, very successful in Europe, in Germany, Holland, Belgium, France. To make a new album and come out again right away was not what I wanted. My wife and I had a baby, and I can tell you that my child basically saw me every day. You know, I wasn't on the road, I wasn't traveling, I wasn't overseas, I wasn't in Asia, I wasn't in Australia, I wasn't in any of those places. So that was it for me. Raising my daughter, who's now 15, who is a fantastic songwriter in her own right.
What can I say? It happened that way. I'm a freak in the family, freak in the family. Like a newborn child with a frozen smile. I'm a just emotionally. But in the night, I dream of you, of just we two holding each other.
There were so many new modern-day New York City anthems on this album, but Coney Island Winter is a song I'm sure near and dear to you because you're from the Coney Island area originally, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Sheepshead Bay. I hung out in Brighton Beach. My high school was around there. And, of course, anybody in that whole area of Brooklyn was going to the beach. You know, that was the place. And in my day, what I saw, you know, I went to the great, great places like Steeplechase Park. I saw the midgets in Steeplechase Park, and we were young kids, and we ran away from those midgets because they'd slap you on the ass, you know. And, you know, it was just, you know, now it's a different place. You know, they're trying to rebuild it. They want to make it what it was. In my opinion, they never will be able to. It was just an amazing place.
Vanity strikes, humility speaks. Standing lives on the edge of the streets. This is a story that happens every day. Politician, kiss my ass. Your promises that break like glass. Royalty looks down. Me, I wanna kiss the ground. 22 stops to the city, 22 stops to the city, 22 stops to the city, 22 stops. Freezing cold, no time.
Garland Jeffries with Coney Island Winter and Ballad of Me. Garland's new album is called The King of In-Between. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.